Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-821-4496. That's 1-800-821-4496. Call 1-800-821-4496.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive. The Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style indoor pool, sauna, fitness center, and outdoor jogging track. The Embassy Suites Columbus also offers an on-site restaurant, the Atrium Grill, with delicious food and a relaxing atmosphere. Do you have friends or family coming to stay for the holidays? Well, if you're looking forward to spending time with those you love but aren't looking forward to having a house full of relatives, here's a great solution. Reserve your guests a room at the Embassy Suites Columbus. Call 890-8600.
Hi, I'm Sherry, owner of Open Sky Day Spa. For the holidays, I am offering a gift certificate special. Buy three 30-minute sessions and get one free. Visit OpenSkyDaySpa.com for details and to learn about our December special, or call us at 614-486-4520. We are located at 1334 West Fifth Avenue in Grandview. Happy holidays from Open Sky Day Spa, where being you never felt so good.
The holidays are upon us, and if there's a music lover on your shopping list, you'll want to head to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street, right across from the OSU campus. Give the gift that's already been given. Used Kids has an extraordinary selection of rare and hard-to-find records, CDs, and DVDs. And if you need extra money for shopping, don't forget that Used Kids buys used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. They'll even buy your entire record collection. And if it's so big you can't move it, call 421-9455 and they will come to you. You might want to think about shopping on Monday, because Used Kids has their Vinyl Monday sale when you get 20% off all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call 421-9455 or find Used Kids on Facebook. And no, they still don't do 8-tracks, not even for the holidays.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. R Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on R Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And R Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, R Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com. That's the letter R, designandprinting.com. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
Good morning, Columbus. You're listening to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
And I'm not feeling well.
And that is our very gorgeous producer, Michael Hallwood.
How sweet of you.
Sad news today. This will be our last broadcast on WVKO. Yeah. For a little while. We don't know how long. Hopefully not 3 years again. But the station...
Four.
Was it four between...
No, it was three. Oh,
three between, but it, yeah, it's been four since we were on the air the first time. But the station is converting to gospel at midnight this evening. So,
yeah,
for the second time in a row, we're being preempted by religion.
Religious broadcasting. Let me take this opportunity to tell listeners that the last show that's going to be heard on WVKO this evening between 9 and midnight is going to be Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick and his crew, and also... tell people that they should stay tuned after Radio Outlook. Fight Back and Blue State are combining forces today.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to be talking to a lot of people, including Kenny Pick and all the folks from Turn Up the Night. Brad Friedman from Brad Blog and the Green News Report is going to be calling in. A lot of people are going to be calling in for those 2 hours that are going to be the final local live shows on WVKO for 2012.
All right.
And as you can hear from the sound of my voice, I've been a sick puppy.
Yeah, it's going around.
Yeah.
It's going around. You got the Krupp.
The Krupp?
The Krupp.
I went to school with a guy named Steve Krupp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were Teutonic. They were of German descent. Jawohl.
Yeah.
But the way I got this thing, I know for a fact how I got it. The lovely Veronica had her her company Christmas party last Saturday, and of course I went to the WVKO holiday get together, and then I left to join Veronica, and her company party was at Holiday Lanes. Bowling. Eastland Lanes.
Eastland Lanes.
And I went over there, and of course, there are several people that Veronica works with who I'm rather fond of. And so I, you know, I was hugging people and whatnot. And then it was Monday or Tuesday, and I don't recall which. It's amazing. I've been sick for a week. It's crazy. But I woke up and my throat was scratchy. About midday, my nose started dripping. You know, and by the evening, Veronica came home. It was around 6 p.m. And I said, okay, it's official. I'm sick. She said, oh, like half the kids at daycare are sick.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now I know how I got this.
Right.
And we have somebody calling in, Chris, so.
Oh, let's go right in. And this is a call-in show, so don't forget, for the last show, you can call in at 614-821-1580. Please join the conversation on our last day. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of being sick, Chad Fry is sick, so he is supposed to be calling in today, and I don't know where Bob is. So, but in the studio right now joining us is the lovely Becky Westerfeld, old friend of ours, who is the executive director of Huckleberry House. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah, get right in there.
All right. Yeah. I'm doing good.
Good. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, we do. It's Barb, and she has a sad. Barb?
Yeah.
Hi.
She said you has a sad?
I can't believe that they're doing gospel again. Don't we have enough? And this is my lifeline here. I don't have a computer. I can't stream anything, so you guys are it.
Oh, and I was just going to say, be looking in the new year for our podcast, but...
Well, hopefully I'll get a laptop for Christmas, but well, I'm not holding my breath on that.
See,
but I'm just very sad, and I thank you guys for everything you've done, because you've pulled us through some crazy times in this last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there was a crucial year for everyone to be on the air, it was this year.
And, exactly.
I think
exactly.
Everyone really came together, and we got the results. We won in the elections, and...
That's right. Well, we appreciate you, and we'll be looking forward to the news station. We'll put it like that.
Excellent. Well, we thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Ken, Barb.
How much that means.
Faithful every day.
Oh. Well, have a great Christmas.
Hey, you too. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, speaking of the holidays, what's going on at Huckleberry House this holiday season?
Well, first of all, I have to say thank you to everyone in our community, because we are having a Merry Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Last year was a little slim. My coworkers were chipping in to buy gifts for kids, and it was not what we had hoped.
Yeah.
And this year we have so much stuff, and we know that all of our kids in our programs are going to be able to get a gift. And we're pretty happy about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's amazing. We have a room in the carriage house for the gifts. And you walk in there and you feel like some Santa sleigh exploded. It's just really amazing. And they're gifts appropriate for teenagers.
Oh, nice.
You know, basketballs and nail polish and, you know. The good stuff.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
All that fun
so
stuff.
So we're having a very Merry Christmas this year, and thank you to everyone.
If someone wants to donate, well, let's talk first for the people that may not know what Huckleberry House is.
So we're a program. We have several programs, but we work with homeless and runaway teens. And we're most known for our shelter, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Kids come there when they are taking to the streets, and it's a safe place, and we start working with them to figure out what's going on and make sure that they can get to their home and work things out. We also have a transitional living program. Those are for older teens and young adults, transition age youth, which I know a lot of you know is a big issue for me.
Yeah.
And we basically, these are kids who really have a lot of issues going on. They're homeless, and they come into our program for 18 months, and we literally, I talk about, we teach them 18 years worth of life skills in 18 months.
That's incredible.
We cover everything. How to have an argument without killing each other, all the way to how do you how much meat does go in a hamburger?
Yeah,
that's always the funnest one. But you know, we're covering everything. A lot of these people are already parenting children, so we're talking about their parenting. We're talking about everything.
Yeah,
and it's that program, all of our programs, but it's real. You know, it's really about all right. Let's talk about how you got to this place, but let's talk about where you want to go.
Yeah, and it's kind of no nonsense.
It is no nonsense. I mean, we, you know, the fact of the matter is these kids have a lot of things that have happened to them, but it's a cold, cruel world out there when you're an adult, and you got to make some choices about how you want to live. And we're very real with them. We say, you know what, that you can make those choices, but here's what's going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah, it's no nonsense. We are very direct. We're very caring and direct.
Yeah.
And we understand that kids make bad choices, so it's definitely not a kick them out as soon as they break the rules. But you can get kicked out of that program.
Right. Well, you guys have a waiting list
just
to get in. I mean,
yes, we do.
You guys can only house so many people, and especially with the transitional.
Yeah, the transitional living. Now, we never wait list for the shelter. In the history, we've been around for 43 years. We've never turned anyone away because there wasn't room. We make room.
Yeah. Well, it's a big house.
It is a big house. Oh,
it is a big house.
Yeah.
It's the big house?
Kind of.
Actually, we refer to it sometimes as the big house, depending on what's going on over there. But yeah, Chris knows because he's been there that it's a big Victorian mansion, and on one hand it's charming, on the other hand it's over 100 years old, and the repairs are crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys just this year you're lucky you had the kitchen redone, right?
Yeah, yeah,
right. Finally,
the famous kitchen. We actually all of the rooms that have water, which are the bathrooms in the kitchen, were redone. We had a lot of companies help us out with that. City of Columbus, I have to give them a shout out, but also Nationwide, the Limited, just so many companies kind of came together. So we have a new girls' bathroom, new boys' bathroom, new kitchen, and we've added an additional bathroom on the first floor.
That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's all moppable.
You can hose it right down.
And all the pipe problems have been fixed, and there's no water dripping where it shouldn't be dripping. So we're pretty doggone happy about that.
Oh, that's good. So how does Christmas look at Huckleberry House? I don't think a lot of people think about kids and the people that are in shelters, you know, in general. And
you know, for our program, I would say that Christmas Day, we might not have anyone in the shelter or one or two. It seems like families kind of pull themselves together. The shelter seems to be more affected by school.
Mm.
You know, those report cards are coming out. The tensions go up.
Yeah.
You've been skipping, and your parents just found out about it. So it seems like our lives are more affected by the school year, and certainly the summer is tough because kids don't have a lot to do. You know, our other programs are more steady because when you're working with older kids, you know, these are kids who are already, you know, disenfranchised from their families for one reason or another. So in TLP, we'll have kids around, and we invite them to eat at the shelter for Christmas Day and kind of do some crazy theme-based meal sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. We actually think that's charming, and it's probably not.
Well,
give us an example of a theme-based meal, if you would, please.
Well, it's all ethnic food, Mexican, Italian, you know, pretty much. And the shelter is decorated with all the crazy stuff that people gave us, so it looks pretty wild. I was just in there on Friday, and I thought, wow, what would Martha Stewart say? She'd say, ah!
It's eclectic.
Oh, yeah.
So for Italian, is that spaghetti with little hot dogs cut up in it? Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I think that would go over well. But yeah, and I got to say thank you to the people that donated Dance Nation or whatever.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
That thing is going constantly.
Is that a video game?
It's a game where they dance to the video and it gets scored. And the kids love it. And as the oldest member of the Huck House family, I have to say nobody my age should be playing that game. It's not right. pretty.
Well, at least they're
it
getting,
is not pretty.
At least they're getting some exercise while playing a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is tough if you've never played it. It is a workout.
It is.
again, my reference here is the Big Bang Theory because there's an episode wherein they are doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least Howard is.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think Christmas is going to be a good year this year. I, you know, got a lot of positive things going on in the shelter, but I'm not sure how many kids we'll have on Christmas Day.
Yeah. One of the things that I always think is amazing is you're not just a place where kids can hang out, but you really try to get the families back together. You really try to do rehabilitation and really keep the family unit together.
Yeah.
It's just a great place for when things are going wrong in the house. It's a safe place for the kids to get out until things can cool down or things can turn around.
And, you know, we don't really see a lot of these situations as the parents are bad or the kids are bad.
Yeah.
We just think they're people who need help figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
So the parents are not the bad guys, but the kids aren't the bad guys either.
Yeah. Yeah. And does that mean it's time for a break? All right. We'll be right back with more Radio Outlook right after these messages.
So come on, gather around. Get yourself all set. Bring up your creamy set for Huckleberry Hound. That home so merry. Huckleberry, Huckleberry Hound.
Who knows what outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
The holidays are upon us, and if there's a music lover on your shopping list, you'll want to head to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street, right across from the OSU campus. Give the gift that's already been given. Used Kids has an extraordinary selection of rare and hard-to-find records, CDs, and DVDs. And if you need extra money for shopping, don't forget that Used Kids buys used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. They'll even buy your entire record collection. And if it's so big you can't move it, call 421-9455 and they will come to you. You might want to think about shopping on Monday because Used Kids has their Vinyl Monday sale when you get 20% off all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call 421-9455 or find Used Kids on Facebook. And no, they still don't do 8-tracks, not even for the holidays.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000-square-foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call, and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
Looking for a fun, safe way to ring in the new year? Embassy Suites Columbus has just what you're looking for. Right now, they're offering a great New Year's package so you can eat, drink, swim, and dance the night away. And then, sleep it all off without ever having to get behind the wheel. Reservations are limited and filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 890-8600 or visit their website at columbus.embassysuites.com and get in on the best New Year's party in town. Festivities include a reception, DJ with dancing, champagne toast at midnight, a full cook-to-order breakfast, and an extended checkout. There will also be special activities for children. Conveniently located just off I-270 at 2700 Corporate Exchange Drive, the Embassy Suites Columbus has a lagoon-style indoor pool, sauna, fitness center, and outdoor jogging track. The Embassy Suites Columbus also offers an on-site restaurant, the Atrium Grill, with delicious food and a relaxing atmosphere. You have friends or family coming to stay for the holidays? Well, if you're looking forward to spending time with those you love but aren't looking forward to having a house full of relatives, here's a great solution. Reserve your guests a room at the Embassy Suites Columbus. Call 890-8600.
Happy holidays to all from your Progressive Meeting Place in downtown Columbus, Dempsey's Restaurant at Mountain South High. Dempsey's reminds you to shop at your local independent businesses this holiday season. Looking for a gift for that hard-to-shop-for person on your list? Well, everyone has to eat, and you can't go wrong with a gift card from Dempsey's. Right now, get an additional $20 gift card with every $100 gift card you purchase. And Dempsey's Restaurant is also the perfect place for that holiday party or get-together. Call to book your party now at 586-0511. That's 586-0511. Dempsey's Restaurant is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and features a fabulous all-new menu. Check it out at dempseysdowntown.com. Serving fresh seafood and steaks nightly, and now featuring a great wine selection. Dempsey's Restaurant, 346 South High Street at Mound, downtown. Call 586-0511. Ring in the new year with a splash at Fort Rapids Indoor Water Park Resort in Columbus. Join Fort Rapids for a family New Year's Eve party with a rockin' DJ, exciting balloon drop, prizes, and big screen broadcast of the ball drop in Times Square. Plus, the water park is open until midnight for this one night only. Book an overnight package to enjoy all the amenities by calling 877-33-SPLASH or visit www.fortrapids.com. Fort Rapids is conveniently located off I-70 and Hamilton Road in Columbus. Fort Rapids, where the Wild West meets wet and wild.
Hi, I'm Sherry, owner of Open Sky Day Spa. For the holidays, I am offering a gift certificate special. Buy 3 30-minute sessions and get one free. Visit OpenSkyDaySpa.com for details and to learn about our December special, or call us at 614-486-4520. We are located at 1334 West 5th Avenue in Grandview. Happy holidays from Open Sky Day Spa, where being you never felt so good.
Come ring in the new year at the Cherry Valley Lodge in Newark. Their New Year's Eve package includes deluxe overnight accommodations, extensive hors d'oeuvres display, an exquisite three-course dinner with entree selection, a chocolate symphony dessert station, pre-midnight finger foods, live music performed by the Zen Band, hats and party favors, two complimentary drink coupons, and a cash bar, and a full breakfast buffet on New Year's morning. It's a New Year's Eve bash at Cherry Valley Lodge in Newark. For reservations, call Brittany Morris at 740-788-1333. That's 740-788-1335.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Good morning, Columbus. You're still listening to Radio Outlook, great local Babylon talk. It's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
And I'm still sick.
Aww.
Still waiting for Chad Fry.
I know, I just texted him.
Miss that guy.
I know. You guys are all sick. Sicky boos.
Sicky boo.
Sicky boo. And Becky Westerfeld, the executive director of Huck House, is still in studio with us for our last show.
Great to be here. Sad.
I know.
Very sad.
It is.
Yes, we all has a sad.
Yes. And if you want to join the conversation one last time, the number to call in is 614-821-1580. Be looking in the new year forward to, we're keeping the website, correct, Mr. Allwood?
Yes, that is safe and sound, and if there are any developments, that's the place to find them,
yeah.
I'm sure. And I don't think there, I'm hoping to hear from Rick Shepard today, and he can tell us about the social media pages, and I don't see any reason why we have to abandon those.
Yeah,
they're ours. And that'll be a place to exchange thoughts and ideas and any kind of news. I would just keep watching those places. And again, I'm hoping to hear from Rick at some point. So
yeah,
some point today.
That would be good. And of course, the Radio Outlook Facebook page. We plan on starting. We have our podcast now, which you can download off the website. But we're going to try to continue this in the future on the web. So be looking for us until we can land in a new home somewhere. Maybe we'll come to Huck House, broadcast from there.
Well, you could be up on the Widow's Walk.
Yeah.
What's the Widow's Walk?
It's the top part of the roof, you know.
An actual widow's walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what I. Yeah. I thought maybe there was something special there.
No. It's cold up there, but.
It is. So we were talking a little bit about Christmas and Huckleberry House and what that looks like for the kids. If you know anyone that any kids that need help or any families that need help, you can always call Huckleberry House's crisis line 24 hours a day, 614-294-5553.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you can go to huckhouse.org.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And our Safe Place signs, which are on the fire stations, White Castles, and Kroger's. If kids need to get to Huck House, all they need to do is to get to one of those places, and we'll make sure they get to the shelter.
Yeah, and I have to say, your new website is so good.
Thank
compared
you.
To
Thank you. I know.
It used to be.
Oh, come on. I know. We tried to grow up a little
so
bit.
Nice. It is so
yeah.
nice. I just realized that looking at it. I was like, wait a minute.
That doesn't look like those guys.
This looks awesome.
You know what? Every now and then we try to, you know, grow up a little bit
yeah.
over at Huck House.
But it takes time, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, you want to get
does.
Everything done. You think you can get it done.
I know.
It's been a year, and we've got like three things off the list that
yeah.
we're going to get done.
Yeah, exactly.
We just did a fundraiser for you guys at Network Columbus.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
You'll be getting almost $300. I think it's
oh, my
about
gosh.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
But some of the stuff you need, we usually do, Outlook always tries to do an annual fundraiser at some point for Huckleberry House because we love them and they take care, very good care of our GLBT youth, which are
yes.
many times morely affected
yes.
by homelessness than,
yes.
than our straight counterparts. So, of course, cash is always welcome. But for the assisted living program.
Yes. Transitional living.
Transitional.
They're not assisted yet. That's the other end of the spectrum. You know, here's a deal on that program. We set up housekeeping about 30 times a year for kids. So we need everything that you would use. You know, pots and pans. And, you know, we have a very sparse list of things that we make sure they have. So all of the extras, and by extra I mean a toaster.
Right.
If somebody gave me a toaster, I jump up and down for joy because that means we get to give a kid a toaster.
Yeah.
A microwave, a vacuum cleaner. Those are things that we don't have in our budget.
Yeah.
When we get them, we give them to our kids, but we give them a broom, not a vacuum.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah. anything like that, and it's funny, we were just talking at a board meeting recently, and somebody said, you know, well, what are some of the things that you don't get? And I said, you walk into these apartments, and there's no pictures on the wall. There's
yeah.
no plants. There's none of those things that make a house a home. And I realize personal taste is a part of that, but when people do occasionally give us that stuff, it goes out fast because kids want to create their own home.
Yeah.
Just like we all did when we were first starting out.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, I think about, like, my college dorm room or my first college apartment. I mean, I had flags from my brother's old dorm room. And, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, you just
yeah.
inherit stuff that you think is cool that,
yeah.
you know, you would never hang up as an adult.
Yes,
but, you know,
that's true.
But, yeah, I think a lot of people don't think about, you know, they throw away the pictures they don't care about, their old posters
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. That's
yeah.
great stuff that you can just drop off to Huck House if you want to.
One of the things that we were talking about in that discussion is frames, picture frames, where, you know, these kids can take pictures of their children or their friends or even themselves on their phones, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to collect picture frames where we can go down to Walmart or wherever, have
yeah.
the print made, and put it in a frame. I mean, it's little things like that that we're trying to do. That program is so intense. I mean, we are with these kids every day, we're working on stuff, we're pushing them out of their comfort zone. It's very, very intense. So we do like to do these things that bring a little bit of comfort and home and that type of thing
right.
to it. Homemade cookies. I mean, mm. we have somebody who just brought in a bunch of homemade cookies, and we sent them out to the kids in the apartment. So, you know, it's little things like that that we don't really budget for.
Yeah, And one thing that I always think about, too, is they don't have to be new things. They don't have
yes.
to be Like, if you go, we all do it. We take every shampoo and soap out of the hotel room yes. before we leave, and then they sit in a bag and grow yeah. under our counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that bag out. You're never going to use it. Give it to Huck House.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Because our program I didn't talk about, our outreach team, they do our street outreach and our curbside counseling, and they hand out hygiene packs. We give hygiene packs in the shelter, and we put them together, you know, with the toothbrush and the shampoo, soap, and a snack, and, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So we definitely can use that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah. Hair products, if you guys use something and you don't like it.
Yeah.
The kids yeah. need that, especially African-American.
African-American hair products we really do need. We don't get that donated to us very often, so that is something we usually have to buy, and
yeah.
we would definitely appreciate any gifts for that. And I think the other thing, too, is the what we call the fancy soaps and all of that type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's just really nice to get one of those soaps that maybe you're going to get at the office party, you know, and
yeah.
you don't like it, give it to us. I think about all the different bath things and all that stuff that gets
yeah.
set up on the shelf and, you know, because you're thinking, I'm not doing that.
Like, I think I have a whole shelf of, like, foot scrub and foot, you know, which
oh
you get as a
gosh,
gift, but
yeah.
then I'm like, I never sit down and take that much time on my feet.
Yeah.
But, you know, like,
or you just go to the spot it.
Right, exactly.
yeah. Hey, hook me up with that, because that stuff is all of that kind of spa, nails, feet, you know, all of that stuff is really, kids really like it. And especially now, the Limited just gave us some men's products. We don't often get people donating men's products because, I don't know, they just think of the girl stuff, and maybe it's easier.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking again yesterday when we were working on putting our gifts together. Wow, it's really nice to have some men's personal care products for a change,
right.
so that we can give it to our boys.
Well, and we all know how it makes us feel when we take
yes.
care of ourselves
yes.
and we have a special lotion or, you
yes.
know, a new shampoo or
yes.
all that kind
the
of stuff.
Hair gel, the all that stuff.
That
yeah.
the tiniest thing can
yeah.
make a big difference, and especially when we're trying to give these kids confidence and,
yes.
and independence and, you know, get them out in the world and be productive
yes.
citizens.
Yeah. So, yeah, all that kind of stuff, if you you can go on our webpage, huckhouse.org, and you can get the connection. Chrissy Scott is our main connection for stuff like that. She runs all over town, picks stuff up when people have it, or they bring it down to the carriage house. You know,
yeah.
We're happy to take that stuff. And really, when we get stuff, we get it out to the kids as quickly as possible. I'm the opposite of a pack rat. I don't like stuff sitting around, so
yeah.
we get it out fast.
That's good. Yeah, one of the other things that we do sometimes is if you have a big event and you've overbooked how much food you have and they're trying to get rid of it at the end of
yeah.
the day, you have them box it up and drop
yeah.
it off at the house.
Oh my gosh, those kids love that.
Yeah.
Our accountants, they're SS&G. Their office party was catered by the Spaghetti Warehouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Kid friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
So they gave us all of their leftover food, and it was a big hit in the shelter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just so many ways to, I mean, these kids are dealing with really, really tough issues. A lot of them have a history of trauma. They've been abused. They come from families that are just, you know, not able to raise them in a way that's healthy and supportive. I just think there's so many different ways to say to a kid, you're important.
Right.
And, you know, and I just have to climb on my soapbox for 1 minute.
Oh, please
Chris,
do.
You can kick it out from under me. But let's not forget our transition age youth here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Just because you turned 18 doesn't mean you're grown. They still need grown-ups in this community reaching out to them saying, I know you're there. I mean, they become invisible for crying out loud.
Right.
And I know you're there. I know you're still growing. I know you still need someone to support you. And I'm going to be a part of that. And it doesn't have to be through a Huck House program. We all know people that age who are kind of maybe drifting around a little lost, a little, and they might be defiant or they might be pushing you away. But to me, when these kids try to push us away, I think that just means we hang on tighter.
Right.
We hang on tighter. You know, I think about my own parents. They hung on. They didn't say you're 18 and now.
Well, no. I mean, I went to college and stuff, but I was supported all through college, and you don't think about it. You forget at 18, you know, that you actually are still pretty much a dependent on your parents.
Yes.
So imagine not having any of that.
Yes. And all the research is talking about brain development and all of that kind of stuff. They're talking about that age, you know, being when your brain develops as much as when you're an infant.
Mm.
That because of how the frontal lobe and blah, 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 all that stuff, not to get into all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is an opportunity. You know, I keep saying if we ignore these children, they're going to show up in the adult homeless system or the adult mental health system. If we make an investment now, we have an opportunity to affect change for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And to be a counterweight to all that negative stuff they grew up with. So I just have to say, and then I'm getting off my soapbox.
No, go ahead.
You know, let's not ignore our transition age youth here in Columbus, Ohio. Let's hang on to them and finish raising them as a community.
Yep.
They're our children, and we need to do right by them.
And a small investment now can save the social economic impact of if they stay in a system or they, you know, for the rest of their life. You're saving a lot of money and a lot of unnecessary, you know, programming for these kids if we can make a small investment now.
Yes. Yep. So whoever that 18, 19-year-old is in your life, give them a plate of cookies and tell them you are there to listen to them when they need to talk. That's a small thing that you can do, but it could be the difference between I'm isolated or I'm connected.
Right.
And being connected, as we all know, is always better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys don't turn any kids away. You guys...
In the shelter, we don't. In youth outreach, we don't. Now, I will say transitional living, if you're not ready, you don't get into the program. Because think about this. I mean, transitional living, we basically set them up in an apartment.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not ready for that. You know, and I have to say, when I went off to college, I did things that I was... You know, I acted like a fool for a semester. Matter of fact, a little sharing with all of you. My sister, my much older than me sister, found a letter in my mom's things that was my first letter about me going on academic probation. And she was shocked. She didn't know. I started laughing. I was like, yeah, look at me now. It didn't really affect me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids will... If a young person's not ready for what we're asking them to do, we work with them still, but they don't go into that program.
Right. And important for our community, any transgender kids out there are certainly welcome and appreciated and supported at Huckleberry House.
And I'm so glad you mentioned them, Chris, because I really think we have to do a lot more work in terms of helping transgender children as they make that transition to adulthood. Because, you know, like all kids, they make some choices that are not always in their best interest. I think they're even more vulnerable. And, it's just really a tough time. And I just feel that, you know, everybody talks about being welcoming. You need to be welcoming across the board.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's really tough. And sometimes I think when you talk about, you know, LGBTQ kids, they're ready to be on their own on some level.
Yeah.
They don't want you telling them what to do. I mean, I guess that's true for a lot of them. But, you know, they've been in survival mode a lot longer.
Right.
And I think that you have to work harder to make sure that you're being supportive in a way that really works for them and not just what you think is supportive.
Right. And, I mean, you can't imagine what courage... I mean, I can't imagine being transgender.
Yeah.
I mean, being gay was hard enough, you know, at the time to try to figure it out. But I cannot imagine what those kids have to go through at such a young age.
Chris, we have Bob's on the phone.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How was
and by the way, Tom Schaefer just walked in the room from Turn Up the Night is here. and happy to see him in the studio. I didn't expect to see him in person. He'll be coming up on Fight Back / Blue State Diner immediately following Radio Outlook.
Awesome. So how was your drink fest at Little Palace, Bob?
Well, it was fun. Got my Christmas cheer on.
Did you? Were you under the mistletoe the whole night?
I wasn't.
So, I take it you didn't get lucky then?
No, I did not.
Well.
How's everybody this morning?
Good.
And I'm still sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel sick too a little bit.
Yeah, Chad's at home sick. He called me at 9:30. Just sounded awful. He's got a fever and all that. Luckily, I've not caught this bug. But
I need to get out of here.
I know exactly. We have Becky Westerfeld on the line or here in the studio with us, Bob.
And I'm Becky.
Hey there.
Bob is our new editor in chief. He came over from the Dispatch.
Oh wow!
So he's part of the new great Outlook team.
Wow, that's amazing.
And Becky is the executive director of the Huck House. I don't know if you guys ever. I don't know if you cover.
We met. Hi, Becky. I heard a little bit while I was waiting, and your discussion there. So
yes,
can't wait to meet in person.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely. Now I know you need to get.
I do have to go.
Okay, so Bob, you hang on because we're going to chit chat. But Becky, let's run down what all the pertinent info is real quick.
Crisis line
is. Tell them that web address while I look this back up. Okay, crisis line is 614-294-5553.
And our webpage is huckhouse.org.
And this Christmas season, our community, you guys all have extra toasters because you got one when you came out via Ellen. So turn those over to Huck House for them, please.
Absolutely. We could use your toasters. Uh-huh.
Spend $2 and pick up a thing of Suave when you're in the shampoo aisle and drop
it off. Exactly. Perfect.
There's so much stuff you can do to help Huck House. All the best. It was always great
to
see you. Yeah. And
nice
have fun with your bridge club.
Thank you. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Oh, Bob.
I just got a little thing in the mail yesterday, a little card from Huck House about, you know, featuring one of the young people they've helped, and it was really touching. A young woman who came to them and got the help she needed and now lives on her own and has a job and sounds like she's doing great.
Yeah, that was one of their new promotional pieces. I saw that, too, because I put it aside so we could talk about that kind of stuff for the paper as well.
Because, yeah, absolutely.
You know, doing those profiles on those kids and, you know, their success stories are amazing.
Those are great stories to tell.
Yeah. Our last show, Bob.
Can I tell you something astounding?
Did you go see The Hobbit last night?
No. A moment ago, the studio line lit up.
Uh-huh.
I answered it, and it was a solicitation call offering me a free cruise, which is ironic since last week on the Blue State Diner, I had Joan from the Better Business Bureau here in the studio, and the sole purpose for her coming was to warn the general public about these free cruise deals that are going around and how they are a scam.
Yeah.
And here we had a robocall offering me a free cruise coming into the studio line. That's astounding to me.
You should have.
I got one of those calls a few weeks ago from someone who pretends to be a grandchild.
Oh wow!
And claims they're in jail and need money or things like, and she for a while thought it was one of my nephews, and then she realized and gave the guy a.
The heave-ho?
But
yeah. Now,
terrible.
As gospel is coming on to WVKO, I did see a news story this morning that the Pope, during his message of peace, denounced gay marriage again.
He did? Is that among his first tweets?
Yeah. In the middle of...
Hold that thought, because you know what time it is.
Oh, is it break time?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with more Radio Outlook.
It's so gay, and proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
What's so alternative about alternative auto care?
How about being owned and operated by women? How about honest, professional auto service and repairs by ASC-certified master mechanics? How about an independent shop that still believes the best way to fix your car is to correctly diagnose and repair the problem, not just replace parts until they get it right? So the alternative is better service. Alternative Auto Care, just two blocks west of High Street at 136 West Fifth Avenue in Victorian Village.
The holidays are upon us, and if there's a music lover on your shopping list, you'll want to head to Used Kids Records at 1980 North High Street, right across from the OSU campus. Give the gift that's already been given. Used Kids has an extraordinary selection of rare and hard-to-find records, CDs, and DVDs. And if you need extra money for shopping, don't forget that Used Kids buys used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs. They'll even buy your entire record collection. And if it's so big you can't move it, call 421-9455 and they will come to you. You might want to think about shopping on Monday because Used Kids has their Vinyl Monday sale when you get 20% off all used vinyl. Used Kids Records, 1980 North High Street, across from the OSU campus. Call 421-9455 or find Used Kids on Facebook. And no, they still don't do 8-tracks, not even for the holidays.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include Daisy Field Old Fashioned Ham, whole or shank half, $1.99 a pound. Spring Hill Sliced Bacon, $1.99 a pound. Smoked Turkey Drumsticks or Wings are just $2.29 a pound. And Pork Spare Ribs are just $2.19 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Come ring in the new year at the Cherry Valley Lodge in Newark. Their New Year's Eve package includes deluxe overnight accommodations, extensive hors d'oeuvres display, an exquisite three-course dinner with entree selection, a chocolate symphony dessert station, pre-midnight finger foods, live music performed by the Zen Band, hats and party favors, two complimentary drink coupons, and a cash bar, and a full breakfast buffet on New Year's morning. It's a New Year's Eve bash at Cherry Valley Lodge in Newark. For reservations, call Brittany Morris at 740-788-1335. That's 740-788-1335.
JP's Restaurant and Party Facility, beautifully budgeted at Fulton Field. Host your event in our 5,000-square-foot indoor party facility or smaller outdoor party tent. Or we can bring the fun to you. We specialize in catering for all types of functions, including parties, corporate events, weddings, rehearsal dinners, and more. Affordable and fun, just one call, and we do it all. Call JP's today or visit us on the web at www.jpsbarbecue.com.
That's jpsbbq.com.
Ring in the new year with a splash at Fort Rapids Indoor Water Park Resort in Columbus. Join Fort Rapids for a family New Year's Eve party with a rockin' DJ, exciting balloon drop, prizes, and big screen broadcast of the ball drop in Times Square. Plus, the water park is open until midnight for this one night only. Book an overnight package to enjoy all the amenities by calling 877-33-SPLASH or visit www.fortrapids.com. Fort Rapids is conveniently located off I-70 and Hamilton Road in Columbus. Fort Rapids, where the Wild West meets wet and wild.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
My talk really isn't that straight.
And, by the way, Chad has joined us, but we also have another guest. Beth is on the phone. Hello, Beth. Hello. Oh,
there, oh, there she is.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Beth is one of my best friends, and she listens regularly, but she refuses to call in. But I threatened her life. So
you threatened her life?
Not really, her life.
Hi, Beth.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you guys will be missed in my household on Saturday mornings here.
Even me?
Yes, everyone. The cast of characters that have been on Radio Outlook.
Well, speaking of characters, Chad Fry is joining us now.
Hello, morning, ladies Chad. And gentlemen.
You sound delightful, Chad Fry.
I feel really, really good, which is why I'm not there today. But I had this whole plan where I was going to come in and we were all going to sing Billy Joel's "Goodnight Saigon" together.
Oh, did you bring the lyrics? Because I
had an intern write them on cards.
Oh.
let no one say that an Outlook internship isn't useful to your career path.
Right. They do a lot of very interesting, very meaningful
well,
tasks.
May I say, Chad, that you've been a delight to work with. I've enjoyed our collaboration immensely, and I'll miss your company. And go ahead.
Well, I feel it exactly the same way, Mr. Allwood. You know, this has been a delightful, and unexpected treat. But I highly suspect that Radio Outlook has not seen it. Today is not its last day.
No, we keep coming back.
I have a feeling that's the same way, and I would be remiss, Chad, if I didn't also tell Chris how much fun I've had with him, and I think it goes without saying. I think Chris knows how I feel about him. So
yeah, and I think you know how I feel about you. And so, Beth, don't worry. We will all come to your house on Saturday mornings
and entertain you at the kitchen table.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to say goodbye, guys, and have a good rest of the show.
Thanks, Beth.
Bye.
Bye. So, Chad, did you see the news from the Pope?
Oh, God, what's the Pope done?
In his message of peace, he has denounced gay marriage and, as well as abortion, of course. But he goes on to talk about how gay marriage is destroying the world.
Did he really?
Well,
mm-hmm. Boy, that guy, he just keeps getting it right, huh?
But at the same time, one of the Catholic universities did a poll, and 43% of Catholics are for gay marriage, and 41% are opposed.
Well, it's very funny. Gordon Gee has a sign in his office that says, "If you dislike change, you will like irrelevance even less." and here's the deal. It's kind of a running joke. I can't seem to make a friend who isn't an Irish Catholic. I don't know why. I think it's because of the booze and also the traditional thing. But all of my Catholic friends, Christopher Hayes included, have realized that this is a changing world, and that, by the way, all Catholic priests were marrying gay people in the Middle Ages. P.S. So
it all comes back around, just like VKO.
It does. Yeah, WVKO. I love WVKO. What an important, not to change the subject, but I will. What an important voice in our community. And you know, the good work that's been done over these last few years and months. Yeah, I I really appreciate it, being someone who is of a liberal mind. And I think, I hope that there is an opportunity for CKO to return.
Yeah, and I just have to thank Gary Richards and Michael Allwood on behalf of all of the Outlook staff for giving us another opportunity to have our voice out there and to try to affect change in a positive way. And we talked about this earlier. Couldn't have been a better year for VKO to come back. And in some ways, it'll be, you know, our work's not done, but we'll find a new way to do it.
I hope everyone who listens to WVKO would come to our website and keep the discussion going there.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our magazines and websites and Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
I think we've tried to be a platform for progressive thought in Columbus. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and meaningful discussion, you know.
Right.
We don't censor any discussion. We just
right.
try to make sure that the points of view that we appreciate are well heard.
Well, we have censored discussion before, but usually when they say a curse word and then all would look
at me. And then you just keep saying it over and over. Like,
yeah. I won't do it today. How about that?
It's your last chance, Chad. Just get them in.
No, I can't do it. Can't do it. I won't do it to all, but...
Thank you.
The finger was on the button.
It is. It literally is. I'm looking at it right now.
Wait. Can I do one?
No.
No.
Oh, good. All right. You people. All right. Well, listen, Mr. Allwood, I love you. I'm sure I will see you soon. Bob Vitale and Christopher Hayes, I love you as well. Chad Brad's going back to bed.
All right. We love you, too.
Do you need me to bring you anything since you, since I live right above you?
Sickies?
No, I'm gonna go to the doctor here in a bit.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
So long, Chad. Bye. And we got to say goodbye to Bob, too, and we got to say goodbye to everybody.
All right, Bob, we'll see you later.
Bob, you still there?
I'm still here, yeah. Take care.